Yes, he assured me, open and busy. He gave me his card and invited me to visit him. And from that day on, a hope beyond hope began to grow within me of some day ministering to the isolated Christians of China. But there were so many questions to answer before we could begin. How many Christians were there in China anyhow? I knew that the vast majority of the population never had been Christian. On the other hand, China had probably been the scene of more missionary effort than any other country. What had become of the devotion of so many men and women? Were the congregations they had founded still functioning? Were they suffering persecution? Were they meeting in secret? If they still existed, were they as hungry for Bibles as the churches in Eastern Europe? These were the questions we needed answers to, and so when in 1965 a speaking tour took me to California, I decided just to keep going, to visit Taiwan to talk with people who knew China, and then to try to get onto the mainland itself. I was counting on my Dutch passport. Dutchmen, under some circumstances, were still permitted to travel behind that stronger-than-iron curtain. But now, even on the plane to Hong Kong, I discovered that I had started out all wrong. The man next to me, a Hong Kong banker, looked at me oddly when I told him I was bound for China. "Didn't you get aboard at Taiwan?" he said. "Yes, I spent 10 days there." "Let me see your passport." He flipped through the pages looking for the Taiwan stamp, but stopped short at the American visa. "United States," he said. "Yes, I've just come from there." "Man, you'll never get into Red China with that passport." Now, usually I enjoy it when people tell me a missionary adventure is impossible, because this allows me to experience God's way of dealing with impossibilities. But no sooner had I checked in at the Hong Kong Y than I began to hear more discouraging facts. All of Hong Kong, it seemed, was filled with missionaries who had tried and failed to get into mainland China. They included doctors and teachers with long records of service to the people. Today, none of it counted. The fact that they had been accredited under the pre-communist regime automatically barred them from the country. When I'd heard these things for the 100th time, my confidence wavered. Maybe I could get a new passport, with none of my earlier trips stamped in it. I took the ferry from Kowloon, where the Hong Kong Y is located, across to the main part of the city on its rock island, and went to the Dutch consulate. I found the consul behind a screen of thick, pungent smoke, puffing at a long-stemmed clay pipe which made me ache for Holland. When I told him I wanted to go to the China mainland, he took the pipe from his mouth and began to smile. When I went on to explain that I was a missionary, his smile broadened. When I told him frankly that I wanted to look for Christians there and explore the possibilities of getting Bibles to them, he actually began to laugh. "May I see your passport?" he said. He ruffled through the pages, shaking his head.